Hey, Bonnie.
Hey, Tim.
I see you've dressed for the occasion.
Oh, you mean the pearls?
Yeah.
Are you ready to learn some cool techniques with liquid pearls?
Liquid pearls. I like those, and I know you do too.
I love them.
Let's check them out.
So, Bonnie, tell us all about liquid pearls.
Oh, liquid pearls are so much fun. They're a dimensional pearlescent paint that come in these half-ounce bottles.
So they're like the little Stickles bottles.
Exactly.
Okay.
Same idea for those familiar with Stickles. It has a needle nose tip
right.
So that you can apply it directly to a project or paint with it with a paintbrush. And we'll be talking about both of those today.
All right. So this is kind of a sample card just to show. And, I mean, I hope the camera picks this up. I think it's really cool because it does have like these little dimensional dots on there, but
exactly
very pearlescent. So I like the whole look of it. You're going to show us how this is done?
Sure.
Okay,
let's start with painting. Okay, so I have an image here that I have embossed with black embossing powder.
Right.
And I'm just going to pick out one of the paints, squirt some out on my nonstick craft sheet, using the nonstick craft sheet as a palette.
Now that's interesting because, you know, liquid pearls, like we talk about this, we talk about the little needle tip, and it's often used for accenting, but I think painting with it's pretty cool.
It is. It allows you to have a whole other dimension of using these.
Right.
Now, depending upon how you like to paint, you can either use it full thickness, or if you like your paint a little more watery and more fluid, you can just add water in a mister bottle.
Great.
Okay, I'm just going to use it as is today. And I'll just show you briefly how, you know, you're painting
it's
in.
Wow, it's so fluid.
It's fluid, and you have an opportunity to really utilize a lot of detail. Like, a little paint goes a long way.
I see
and
that.
You can go thin if you want, and then see how you like that effect.
Right.
And come in and go back thicker on another layer if you'd like. It just really depends on how you want to use the paint. So, and let's show an example of a tag that I was working on.
Okay.
Where you can see,
Yeah, this one's already finish, and you've got that again, that kind of luminous look that's
in the paint.
That's really cool. And that was just painted on.
That's just painted on.
Okay.
You know, quick 5-minute thing. So you don't have to be an artist to use it as a paint.
I like that. Yeah. I can fill in the blanks.
Okay. So that's painting.
Okay.
Next step is to do the fun dotting and squiggling and that sort of thing. So let's go to a different paint. For this one, I'm going to use Buttercup because I want to try all these great colors.
Okay.
And I'm just going to add a couple of dots onto the butterfly because in nature that's what they really look like. And when I'm going to use this to dot, I kind of
flick it down, kind of get it all started
to get it started so that the air comes out. And see how the paint's just starting to come the tip?
Yep.
So you don't want to just apply it to your project and maybe get an air bubble and it'll go and then it messes up your project. Just do your little dots, apply them however you want, as big as you want.
It's pretty cool to see really how dimensional they are. Like
they are.
I mean, I'm sure it's pretty difficult for the camera to pick it up, but it's got just a significant amount of detail.
It does. And they kind of start out looking like a Hershey Kiss, at the top.
I see that little peak at the top.
But then they kind of settle in a little.
All right.
As you go. So you just have to not, you know, go too high with it. But you can see how now that's going to add color and dimension to this project.
Right. And if you wanted to flatten them out, you can kind of tap the card down. People do that.
Or kind of right away, you could kind of tap it with the tip of the bottle as well.
That's really cool.
So,
I love how those little dots are just, they've all just kind of stayed put on there.
Yeah, once you place them, that's where they go. You can even tilt it up and it's not going anywhere.
Yeah, that's really cool.
And so if you're working with different stamps or in that card that you showed before,
right.
Background paper, so if you have existing scrapbooking papers that you want to accent,
following in that pattern,
you could squiggle, you can write your name. It's all dimensional.
So easy.
Really cool. One last thing I wanted to mention that I like to do too is don't forget it's not just about paper. You can also use it on wood or paper mache if you go into a craft store and
or
have
canvas. Yeah.
Other items, so you can work with your paint that way too. Just going to add a little spritz of water there.
Oh, I like that, thinning it out.
Just a little.
Because again, like you said, it's a pearlescent paint, or in that case, a pearlescent glaze.
Now, in this case, I'm not showing it gessoed first. You might want to gesso it first, or you could do two layers.
Right.
But you can see, again, I'm hoping the camera can pick that up.
Yeah, you just get that, it's like that instant sheen on a project.
And then you could always stamp over it, too, if you wanted to add more dimension or however you want to decorate your final
perfect product. Project. Liquid pearls. See, there you go. Perfect product. You've got just liquid pearls, whether you do little dots or...
Love it.
I love the idea of painting it or watering it down.
In 15 great colors.
Thanks, Bonnie.
You're welcome.